we've been talking about life in prison, and you know we've been getting sent these mysterious tapes.
Yes, yeah.
Well, Dave Corliss from Maidstone.
Yeah.
Perhaps some full of meaning.
These are tapes like Steve Archibald falling down the stairs.
Yes, but this is the one we've been sent.
Yeah.
Dave Corliss. I was in prison with Tony Adams, and this is a tape of Tony Adams in Maidstone prison mashing potatoes when he was a trustee in the kitchen. Listen to this.
Because if anyone doesn't know why the repeated phrase there, you want some, because one of my favourite, I don't know why, but it's unnerving, most TV directors don't seem to like football in my experience, but they always try to cut away to get a footballer grimacing or sweating, but whenever they cut away to a footballer, they're always effing and blinding, staring at the player. Yeah, because you're being clever. But always, I mean, most of the time they don't, but whenever they get a close-up, they're saying something, and I'm by no means deaf yet, not like you, Dan, I know you're going by the minute, but nobody needs the lip read there, so it's just plainly there, and once there's a wonderful moment, when Tony Adams, he cut away, he was at Liverpool, and I think he was up against Ruddock, so there was a fair old meeting, and he just put someone over, and it all piled in, so it was all keeping him away, but he leant over and was pushing him away his shoulder, and said to Neil Ruddock, what about you? Do you want some? And I think they get asked people, they're saying, oh yeah, obviously I was having a few words with Neil, well, we know what they were. He said, do you want some? Let's have it again. Tony Adams, 30 to say that.
Do you want some? Do you want some?
Do you want some?
Do you want some?